Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Eric, E-R-I-C, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Eric Jackson is a 47-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-10-22 when he was assaulted by youths, Y-O-U-T-H-S, where he was working. Period. He was struck about the head and face, but did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. His lacerations, including the upper lip, were stitched, but he did not undergo large surgery. Period. The stitches were placed on the same day of the accident. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Jackson alleged he was assaulted by a patient, resulting in permanent injuries to his head, comma, face, comma, mouth, comma, nose, comma, jaw, comma, chest, comma, and abdomen. Peer treatment records show he was seen at Virtue Emergency Room on 6-10-22. Appeared he was assaulted at work and had a small lip laceration that was repaired. Appeared he had a CAT scan of the face that was negative. Period. More specifically, he states he was punched in his face by the clients at Legacy and then was jumped by three other clients. Period. Upon exam, he had a small 1 centimeter laceration to the right upper lip that abuts the vermilion border but does not cross it. There was a 1 centimeter intraoral laceration noted to the right upper lip as well. Period. Externally, he had bruising and swelling to the right side of his face. Period. New paragraph. He then followed up with Dr. DeJoseph at WorkNet on 6-13-22. Period. He admitted to a prior history of pain or injury to this area. Period. He was noted to have a healing laceration to the right upper lip with three proline sutures in place. Period. The visualized interior upper lip also had no signs of infection. Period. There was mild tenderness upon palpation, but no swelling. Period. He had tenderness to the right upper jaw, but full range of motion with no trismus or difficulty speaking. Period. They gave diagnostic impressions of abdominal contusion, comma, lip laceration, comma, enclosed head injury without loss of consciousness. Period. New paragraph. He returned on 6-17-22. And he still had some general tenderness to palpation about the ribcage and abdomen. Period. He is breathing effectively, but does have some general discomfort with deep inspiration, but no restricted respiration. Period. He was eating and drinking without difficulty. Period. His sutures were removed and his diagnosis expanded to head contusion involving the right side of his face, which was improving, comma, lip laceration, which has healed well, comma, abdominal wall contusion, which is improving, comma, thoracic contusion involving the anterior and posterior aspects of the thorax, as well as the right and left sides, which are improving as well. Period. He was advised the abdominal discomfort would resolve slowly over time. Period. Dr. DeJoseph followed him closely through 7-19-22. Period. At that juncture, He related still having a, quote, bump, end quote, on the right upper lip where his laceration was. But he denied facial pain. Period. Exam did not document identification of the lump he reported. Period. There was a scant scar noted to the right upper lip with no tenderness upon palpation. Period. There was no swelling or surrounding erythema. Period. His conditions were deemed to be healed and resolved. Period. He was reminded that his employer had an EAP program to help him deal with the non-physical aspects of his injuries, such as anxiety. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he showed this evaluator pictures of his injured face on his phone. Period. It showed bleeding on the right upper lip. Period. Head, eyes, ears. There was a faint 1/4 inch, very thin scar around the right upper lip. Period. He had scratched that. This was visualized only when observing it within a few inches. Period. In fact, he had to point the scar out. Period. He had several missing teeth and had a large space between teeth 8 and 9. Period. The rest of that is normal. Abdomen is normal. And neurologic is normal. Impressions on 6/10/22. Eric Jackson was assaulted by clients at work. Period. He did not experience loss of consciousness, but was seen in the emergency room the same day. Period. CAT scan of the facial bones were negative. Period. He was found to have swelling, bruising, and a laceration. That was repaired with sutures. Period. He followed up at WorkNet for the next few weeks, and as of 7/19/22, was deemed that his conditions had healed and resolved. Period. New paragraph, the current evaluation of Mr. Jackson found virtually no abnormalities related to the subject event. Period. He pointed out a very thin, faint scar on the right upper lip. Period. There was no swelling, firmness, exudate, drainage, or tenderness. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. Exam of his abdomen was abdomen and torso were unrevealing. Period. Insert the lungs torso section as well. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma face, comma mouth, comma nose, comma jaw, comma chest, comma or abdomen. Period.